Follow every shot of the US Masters on In Play Radio with expert analysis and live betting tips. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Jason Day is 14-1 in the betting, Jamie. A winner at Torrey Pines earlier on in the season, and good form around Augusta National as well.
Yeah, and he's been here since last Friday as well, Jason Day. 27. Done a lot in the world of golf, hasn't he, for a 27-year-old, Jason Day? Fifth in the world, runner-up here in 2011. 20th last year and third in 2013. He's young, he's consistent. I think he can only get better. He's got to have a chance. I don't know whether he's going to win this year. I mean, I suppose a major is around the corner for Jason Day. I think he needs it tough for him to come through.
Dustin Johnson is 16-1. Appears to have rededicated his life to the game of golf after that enforced absence, or what we think was an enforced absence, Jamie. Dustin Johnson, 16-1.
Yeah, this is his sixth Masters, Dustin Johnson. His best finish is 13th back in 2013. And you think, for someone who hits the ball so far, should he not have a better record than that round here, David, do you think? I don't know, he's just not for me round here. I think I've tipped him before round here and he's disappointed me. Although, yeah, he has rededicated himself to the game of golf, won the Cadillac. Not round here, he's just not shown anything for a player of his ability.
Adam Scott is in the market at 20-1, going back to the long putter this week.
I like Adam Scott, and the only thing is his putting with the long one. I think that's a smart move. Use it while you can. Adam, in his last 4 years, he's been very, very consistent. Second, eighth, first in 13, obviously. And not too bad last year, 14th, when he had a bad weekend. He had a 76, I think, on the Saturday. I really like Adam Scott around here. I think he's in just peaking as a golfer. He's the right age, he's got the right experience, and he's got the right game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.